Let's see. We're going to mix things up a little bit tonight. And we're mixing up the order a little bit already and everything, but we want to do something a little bit different tonight that we're really excited about. That'll be a lot of fun. And that is this, that you are the message, okay? So wrapping up this time we've been talking about thankfulness and being thankful to God for what he's done, expressing thankfulness, tapping into thankfulness for God and who he is and what he's doing in our lives, walking in thankfulness, all of those things. And amazing things have been happening all across our congregation, but I think especially in the college students, the CCF, and then everything that's happening at church at large, the church as a whole. And so we want to take just a little bit of time tonight. I think we're going to have Christian come back up. He'll play a little acoustic guitar in the background just because it seems like that's appropriate. Whenever it's a Christian event, you have to pray, eat, or have a guitar playing. It's just, you know, otherwise people go, Jesus can't bless that. You know, you got to be eating, praying, or having a guitar, so we'll have that. And we'd love for you to come on up, just take about 30 seconds or something, and just thank God for what he's done. We have a scripture here for Psalm 145, verse 105:1. It says this, give praise to the Lord, proclaim his name, make known among the nations what he has done. And it's so important to give God the glory for what he's doing, what he's done in our lives. And in fact, the book of Revelation speaks of some kind of crazy times that are coming, and it says that the people of God overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. There's power in our testimony, and God is indeed changing lives. We want to just take a little time to do that. So don't take too much time. We're not going to, like, have a buzzer or anything like that, you know, unless it gets really out of hand. We don't have a timer to flip or anything like that. We'd love for you to come up and just share. I know there's been a ton of people who have been water baptized already. The Holy Spirit's been moving radically in people's lives. We've seen people who have been healed. We've seen people really become a part of the church family and gather together with community in some really amazing ways. So I'll have our mic stand up here, and I will go ahead and share. So we can just make a line, I guess, coming from that side, and I'll come up here. Thank you. Cool. And you can share. This is an awkward time when somebody goes, I'm not going to go first. And everybody else is thinking the same thing. Well, let's take a minute, though, and I'll run the mic up here.
Thank you for the night, Evelyn. God, thank you so much for just giving the opportunity to have life. Thank you for the ability to wake up in the morning, the ability to just to praise you. Even when circumstances are bad or good, that no matter what the circumstances, you're always consistent, you're always there. So I'll say thank you, yeah.
That was great, but just as far as format's concerned, you don't have to just directly thank God. You can't just tell everybody else what he's done, proclaim. So either one, it could be a prayer or a proclamation.
Thanks, P.J. Man, there's so many things really to be thankful for, and the one that I really just want to publicly proclaim. God's been doing awesome stuff in my family. My sister has been over a decade of dealing with drugs and being in and out of prison and all sorts of just really, really tough stuff. And over the last 6 months, she's been clean. Sorry, it's not 6 months. Over the last, I think it's 2 months now. She's been sober and clean, and she's really pushing forward. God has never stopped trying to push into her life and open up a window, and her relationship with God is really what's blossomed and what's been incredible, and that has been the thing that has been the catalyst in her life, and I'm so grateful that God cares more about my sister than I do, and just thankful to the Lord.
The other thing, where we're establishing a format here is you might just say your name, so in case anybody doesn't know you, Taylor. And that'd be helpful.
Well, I'm Taylor, in case you were confused. And I just want to say that I'm super thankful for the relationships that I've had the opportunity to build this semester. Life's been really crazy, but God's been providing through it all. And I'm especially thankful for my Bible study team, that even throughout the season of craziness, they're just super faithful to help me make sure that everything gets done and just help me make that atmosphere come together. So thank you, guys.
Carl, and I'm thankful for my wife of 5 months today. Yeah, we made it. And We've made it 5 months because she's been super gracious, forgiving, and helpful. So thanks, Devin.
I'm Sarah. Something that I'm super thankful for is this. At the beginning of the year, I was in a job that I did really like, but it was getting to a point where, like, I was fighting a lot of just inadequacy and just, like, not wanting to really be there anymore, and also the pay was pretty bad because it was based off of Idaho's minimum wage, which is much lower than Washington's minimum wage, and so that was putting a lot of financial trouble on me, and I prayed, and God came through for me, and I now work at U of I at a job that I absolutely adore, and I'm super excited for it, and just being able to really just bless a lot of the research that happens at U of I, and it's just been amazing.
Hi, I'm Lindsay. Mine is also a job praise report. So I just want to praise God for his provision and faithfulness to answer prayers. Real quick and amazing. My job at the meat lab kind of ran out, so I had to find a new job real quick. And so I found a job real quick, and it kind of just fell into my lap. You know, I was praying, and I had small group pray for me that I'd find a full-time job. And in the same day, you know, I had someone come to me. So it was really cool. I just want to praise God for his provision and his faithfulness to answer my prayers.
Hi, I'm Crystal, and I just want to thank God for his provision and his blessings in my life. As school's been pretty stressful this semester, along with physical health. He's just blessed me with relationships and friendships to work through that, through times that have seemed really dark, but just sad, and being able to come out of that and feeling less stressed through it all, it's been really amazing, and I'm so thankful for all of you.
I'm Lily. I don't really know where to start. It's kind of like me coming up here is like a big growth. Beginning of the like coming here, I would not have done that. But there's also like there's so much to think before. I've gone from working a job where I was scared to go to work the next day because it was so stressful, to now I have a job that I love, to having so many people here that I can talk to, and I feel like everyone here is part of my family, and you know, and there's just so much to be thankful for.
I'm Carter. I'm thankful for God's involvement in both the big things and the little things. Just a couple days ago, I lost my headphones. They're a really nice pair. And I really wanted them for studying. And I looked all over. I looked at my job. I looked in my car. I looked in my apartment. And I called my mom, and I'm like, hey, Mom, I think I lost my headphones. And she says, say a little prayer to God, and he'll help you. And not 5 seconds later after I hung up, I prayed to God. I'm just like, God, I really want my headphones. I want to fight them. And it was another 5 seconds, and I just got, like, an image in my head, just like, Carter, you left them over there. And sure enough, I went to that spot, and it was the exact picture, like, where I left my headphones, and it was so amazing.
Rodrigo, that's my name. I'm thankful for the group of guys to get together for breakfast and just share with each other. It's good to have people that keep you accountable, and you know, that's all God. Because all these guys are growing together, and yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Hi, Josh, one of the many Joshes. I just want to thank God for just everything he's done for me. Coming to Wazoo and having a bunch of friends at breakfast to really share life with and just grow together in our faith. And just putting the zeal inside of me where, you know, I wake up in the morning, I just want to know more about him. You know, I want to know, I want to like just dig right in and just find out who he is. And, you know, I find myself reading the Bible, like I've never had this passion for him before. And it's just something that I wouldn't have done on my own, you know, and it's just amazing to see all he's continued to do for me. And he, you know, he's just always there.
Hello, I'm Yeonsu, and I'm really thankful for this church and this community. And P. Joe and Carl have been meeting with me and mentoring me. They've been helping me to walk the straight path. And the guys that I've been hanging out with, Josh and Evan and Rob, we've been meeting in the morning, working out, and having devotions together and having Bible study together. So, yeah, it's been really helping me a lot.
Hi, I'm Gabe. One thing that was definitely tough coming down here to college, and I felt like I was kind of leaving behind a lot of the great relationships and friendships I had made with my graduating class. It was a pretty small class, so we were pretty tight-knit. And so I looked at them as like my family. And so I guess what I'm thankful for is all of you guys, because I can say with certainty that I now have another family.
Hey, my name is Alec, and I'm put up here. And I just want to thank God, like the last couple, for just the community, the body of Christ. And it's good to know that, you know, God wants me personally, he's growing me forward, but what an amazing thing to do with people and with friends and with family. And thank God for LFF, CCF, and the body of Christ.
Hello, my name is Cameron, and it's obviously God's appointing, because I'm also just so thankful to him for relationships. First, my relationship with him, and just how much of a father he is, and that he promises to never leave me nor forsake me. And then just the relationships I've been able to build here. It's been amazing. This has been my first semester at U of I. I knew some people, but just to be able to grow and to really have such a good organization of people who are all seeking to know God more and are seeking to build one another up. And I just thank it all so much, and I especially thank the CCF staff. You guys are amazing. May God bless you.
Hi, I'm Evan. Can you hear me? Yeah. God is a provider. I think that's something we've kind of heard from most people, but God he sent me here and into a place where I don't have to like pay for anything. Everything is covered, and like coming from home where I was really, really comfortable and I was doing really well, and I felt like I was on a good foundation for growth and in the Lord and with friends. And he said, you know, watch what I can do when you give everything up for me. And he sent me here, and I feel like jumping in the community with the guys at breakfast and here at CCF and small group, it's been really easy, and it's just God delivering and providing every step of the way.
Hi, my name's Emma. I want to thank God for movement in people's lives and the fact that no one is too far gone. And the door is never closed. I had a really powerful moment last Sunday. So just a little bit of backstory. I'll make it too long, but I grew up in a pretty lukewarm Christian family, I'd say. Like, we went to church on Sundays and we like prayed before meals, but that was about it. And then in my freshman year, my parents got divorced, and then we stopped going to church. And my whole family just completely lost our faith. And I've kind of been alone in my journey. And then on Sunday, I got a text from my dad, saying that he was tuning into the LFF service. So that's really cool. Yeah.
So I'm Noah, and, God's been really amazing lately. Haven't really felt the peace of where I'm at right now for a long time, and he's been really working with me and showing me that I can trust him through all things, especially in life and just big picture stuff, and not being at ease with that, and him showing me I got you, you know, and that he is the Lord of Lords, and nobody else even touches his power. And so I'm so thankful for that.
Hey, y'all, I'm Sam. God's done a lot this year. My family went through some really tough back in April. My brother was diagnosed with leukemia, and it hit the family really hard. But God's just been doing so many amazing things throughout it, just providing financially and everything else. And then back near the beginning of the semester, we found out that he was entered remission, which is a massive praise. Pretty much, leukemia cells were all gone. I know there's still a long 3-year, pretty much, treatment, but God's just been providing, and I just want to thank him so much for that.
Hi, my name is Joshua. Not Josh. I just want to thank God because he's brought a lot of much-needed change this year. He's answered a lot of prayers. He's provided a lot for me, and I just want to give thanks to God for all the good things that he's doing.
Hi, my name is Ruth. I'm just so thankful because God answers prayers. I remember in the beginning of the semester, I said, God, I really want to be shaken up, and, you know, I got a concussion. After 7 weeks, I gave up counting, and I'm like, you know what, God, it's just been so cool to see. I was just thinking, why aren't I healed yet? And it's just been so cool to see how many different people have been praying for me or coming around me and encouraging me, or just seeing different teams, just seeing my Bible study team or my parents or mentors, just really just being so fruitful and showing me and encouraging me. And I think throughout the whole process, I've just been able to see God's hand at work and God's faithfulness throughout it. So that's what I'm really thankful.
I'm Adriana, and I am just so thankful for the messages that Pastor Joe has been giving this year. It's been so impactful in my life, even though I've been here for a while. But so I've been so grateful for that.
Hi, I'm Lydia. I'm a little sick, so sorry. I came to WSU 5 years ago now, and graduated, and God really kind of launched me into this period of time where I'm in a job that isn't what I want to be doing, and for a while, I just wanted to run away. I just wanted it to be gone. And the last 6 months, God has really been doing a work in me, changing who I am, changing my perspective on things. And I feel like being here at CCF and hearing Pastor Joe's messages about who God made us to be and what we can do in faith in him has really impacted me. And seeing the fruit of that, even though the situation hasn't changed, that my perspective has and my faith has grown, that's really what it's all about.
Hi, I'm Josie. I want to thank God for my Bible study and for my small group and my Bible study team. Just a lot of growth that's been happening lately. And I want to thank God because a year ago yesterday, I was baptized here at LFF, and it was pretty sweet. And I've just had a lot of personal victories lately. And a lot of spiritual attacks because of that, but that's just because the enemy is scared because God is moving. Yeah.
All right, I'm Chad. I just want to thank God for him just making a way and moving in our community. So I work in a place where it's almost all international students, and you know, it's been a year and a half of working right alongside these people and praying for them and building relationship, and it's just been so cool. Just in this past month alone, God's made the way to be able to talk with them about faith of 5 different people, you know, all 5 different conversations, and in ways that I just wouldn't even have expected, wouldn't even have thought possible. And so he's just making doors open. I'm just so thankful for that.
Hi, I'm Christian, and I just really wanted to
thank you guys for this community that's been speaking so many words of wisdom and encouragement into my life, especially my friends and mentors who I've come to love and who are too stubborn to let me wallow or lie in pity or whatever it is, even how much I want to.
I'm Vlad, or Joseph as the name that was given to me. No, yeah, no, sorry, my real name's Joseph. But I'm really thankful for jokes. It's kind of funny to say, but like they've been a huge part of my life in how I encourage people and how people encourage me. It starts off with a joke and then it goes into serious, where it's serious and then like it's getting like on the little bit on the sad side or something, and then they say a joke and then all of a sudden it's still that seriousness and there's still that growth, but then there's joy and laughter all of a sudden. So I'm just thankful for jokes.
My name's Oakley. I'm just really thankful for God's faithfulness, you know. Over the last couple of months, I've been a lot busier and a lot more stressed than I have in a while. And just God has just given me peace and rest through all of that and kept me strong when I am weak.
Hi, my name is Katie. I'm just really thankful for my sister. I've gotten the privilege of living with her again. I mean, we've shared a room our whole lives, but I haven't got to spend this much time with her in a few years, but I'm so thankful for how God is growing her as a leader and as a Christian, and I'm so thankful.
Hey, I'm Grace, and I'm short. I just want to thank God for all the work he's done in my oldest brother. He was really angry at God for a really long time, and I never thought he would love God again. But last summer, a lot of stuff happened, and he started going to church with my parents, and his wife got baptized, and their little kids will run around like saying Jesus and singing songs, and it's really good.
Hello, I'm Brianna.
I'm Catherine.
And we just wanted to come up together because we're just thankful that God led us to each other at orientation and made us really our first college friends. And not only that, but Catherine led me here to CCF. And we have been both dealing with some very stressful roommate situations and went through the process of trying to move in together. And we found out today that there's a room available for us to be together. Can I sit down now?
Hi, I'm Melissa. Oh, this is so weird. No, don't do that. sorry. I'm just really thankful for, it's going to sound really weird, but the hard and the really tough things that I've gone through, because it showed me, one, how much God loves me, but also how many people around me actually love and care about me and will uplift me and just support me through everything, like mentors and my best friend, sister, right there. Yeah, I don't think I'd be functioning very well without her. but I'm thankful for all of you and just all the opportunities that I've been presented with, even if it kind of doesn't feel nice in the moment. Okay.
Hi, I'm Tiara. hi, Lily. So there's a lot of things to be thankful for, but I think the biggest thing for me right now, yeah, sorry, I'm kind of shorter than you anticipated. but for those who know me, I have a really hard time connecting with females or just girls in general because I just don't really click with them because I have I kind of tend to do more, I guess, guy things. And so this semester, I've gotten really close with quite a few females, and at first it was very overwhelming because they were just all so sweet and nice, but then looking at it now, Lily and Lydia and Gloria and Eunice, I'm just I'm so glad you guys are put in my life, and who knew girls could be as much fun as I, you know. So, yeah, that's about it. Yeah, and, well, yeah, you too, Kathy. I love you. Yeah.
Hello, I'm Stacia. I would just like to, I'm so thankful for God for his consistency. Yeah. Just no matter how many things in my life I'm certain about, there's only one thing that I can be certain about, and that's God, and that he's going to be there every step of the way.
Hello, y'all. My name is Andrew, and... one thing I'm very grateful for is the fact that I was able to grow in my faith and grow and dig deep and really have a foundation, because I came up from a Christian household, but to grow in the faith of my own faith rather than my parents' faith was an eye opener for me to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. That was like a very good thing in my life and in my faith. So I'm thankful for the organization and the church to help me to do that. So appreciate that.
I'm really thankful for my roommate.
So I'm Suzanne, and in Proverbs 13:12 it says, a dream fulfilled is a tree of life. And I just want to thank God for a dream fulfilled in my life, which is this guy right here. And in 1 week, we celebrate our sweet 16. So we've been married 16 years in 1 week from today. And so I'm just so grateful that God has blessed me with such an awesome man of God. So.
And just in case you got the wrong impression, I think sweet 16 is like never been kissed, but we actually kissed a couple times anyway, so...
Hello, my name is Gustavo. I'm a little emotional already, sorry. I just want to say thank you for all of you guys, because before I came to here, I never thought I could found someone to that would love me like my family loved me. And my time here is almost done. And I kind of don't want to come back home. I don't want to come back to Brazil. And it's a time for me now, because I need to make that decision. And I don't want to. I want to see my family, but I also want to stay here. And this is all your fault, guys. Because I love you guys, and I want to say thank you for God, because God gave me you, and thank you. Thank you.
Well, thank you all for sharing. It's the most profound message there could be, is what it is that God's doing in everybody. It's beautiful, so thank you very much. Amazing. Let's just, I know we did it last week, but I want to do this one more time. Let's just sing, God, you're so good. The key you're in, I think, is fine, Christian. Do that again, all right? Yeah. So just sing together.
God, you're so good. Oh, God, you're so good. Oh, God, you're
just give him a round of applause. He is so good. Let's thank him.